This is Katie Breedeman for Catholic Charities. On this Voice of Charity podcast, join Phil Zepeda and me as we welcome Father Dennis Berry and Craig Leslie from St. James Parish in Chicago to discuss how this historic faith community has been working with Catholic Charities in recent weeks and months to assist asylum seekers and other Chicagoans who are striving for greater stability in their lives. Father Dennis, can we please start with you? Can you tell us how long you've been at St. James? And can you tell us a little bit about the history behind this great parish?
Well, I've actually been here about just a little over a year. So it's been a great journey for me. I've known the parish since our priest, I'm a missionary servant of the Most Holy Trinity, Father John Edmonds is. And we were asked to take responsibility for the parish about 7 or 8 years ago, I believe it is now. And so I've been here a year. The parish, of course, dates from actually 1855. And that's when it was founded. And then when this church, the church was built and the rectory was built, was around 1893-94, right in that period right there. it was at the time, we have a newspaper article from those days, and it's described as the most prestigious church in the most prestigious area of Chicago. So that was quite a thing. Well, I don't think they would probably describe us in the same way today because things, life changes. And but certainly it is a magnificent church. The actual church building was built at the same period of time, as I said. Unfortunately, because there was an architect, there was the same architect who did the cathedral, Holy Name Cathedral. There was some sort of architectural issue that eventually came out after many years that needed to be repaired. And so the decision had to be made what to do with that. And so apparently the decision, we were not here at the time, but the decision was made to they would have to take down the church. But that certainly has not dampened the life and the vitality of this community. It's absolutely amazing to me. We have Mass every Sunday now in what used to be the church hall in this very, very nice building. And it's really a little taste of heaven. I mean, we have people from, I think it's 32 or 35 different countries who attend the Mass. They have the flags of each country on the wall behind us. And so it's really magnificent music, zoomed all over the place, live streamed. And so it's just been a beautiful experience to be a part of this community and to feel so welcome there. It's a very welcoming community. After every Mass and, you know, everything.
And so. Father, you mentioned, you know, so 1855, let's take everybody back to that time. The city was growing at the time, had a population of 80,000 people in 1855. And it was St. James Parish was founded in 1955 to minister to the 25 English-speaking families near the city's lakefront at 26th and Calumet. So South Loop today may have a little bit different of an area that might be Bronzeville more, but it's inclusive of that South Loop area so that our listeners get a sense of the communities that we're talking about. And it was originally known as Carville. That was news to me as well, too. The ninth Catholic church in the city. And the first entry in the parish register was the baptism of infant William Patrick Whalen, recorded on May 27th, 1855. So what a rich history of going back that far. How often does it strike you, Father, of just that the decades and decades of faith building and service that have happened within this parish community?
Well, yes, I think it's, as I said, I'm new to the parish myself. So what I keep thinking about is actually the love and the faith that built this parish, built this community, and was passed from generation to generation. And even as new peoples came in and new communities came into the area, we're right next to IIT, the Illinois Institute of Technology. So we have a lot of students come over for Mass and be a part. They're a part of our community. We do the campus ministry for them. So it really speaks to the continual grace of the kingdom of God. That it just from that first gentleman, your first little boy you mentioned there, who was baptized here to today, where we just had a baptism just 2 weeks ago, a week ago, here in the parish, and it's another little child into the kingdom of God.
And you know,
it's a wonderful gift.
We're very aware that St. James Parish is active, as we've talked about, in the evolving needs of the city and our region and our nation. And you've been working with Catholic Charities and assistance to asylum seekers who are trying to establish new lives and with stability in Chicago. Can you talk to us a little bit more about the work of St. James Parish and your leaders there?
Yes. I could talk a lot. So you just break it and tell me when to stop talking.
Well,
okay?
Yeah. Paint a picture for our listeners of the need of these individuals and how a leadership through faith service is helping here.
Yes. Well, we actually first started noticing the people coming, and they came to the food bank. We have a food bank here which cares for, I think it's 1,300 or 1,700 families a month.
That's amazing. That's an incredible amount,
yes,
Father.
And when Craig can tell you a lot about that, because I think they also, I know 4 days a week, they also have daily lunch program for the people who come. And so I think it's up to 3,000 people a month they're feeding also, providing lunch for. So that's where we actually first became aware of the situation of the people, you know, so that that there started to come a few Spanish-speaking people, solely Spanish-speaking people, to the food bank. And so that's where, you know, Father John, our pastor whose office is in the food bank, reached out to me and asked me if I could go over, because I've been serving in the community, the Spanish community, for over 50 years now. And so I went over there, and then that's where we met people. We found out that there was a shelter for these immigrants that were arriving, asylum seekers coming from mainly Venezuela in those days. And that would have been probably in late 2022 or early 2023. And there was a shelter on Calumet Street with perhaps, I think it was at that time, maybe 250 young men. And so we went over there and just met a few people, and it wasn't overwhelming as it has become, really. That's the truth. The city was able to provide everything that the people needed. It was very well organized, etc.
But your well-established food pantry, Father, obviously was just such a blessing to those folks who were trying to just get by day to day until they established themselves further. I know your food pantry is around 50 years now, and so what a blessing that must have been to so many of those new arrivals in Chicago.
Well, yes, and especially also just the daily because in those early days, there was no place to cook in the shelter. Well, there still is no place to cook in the shelters. So there, but having the daily luncheon program was just a big help, because it gave people a place to share and to eat and to start to feel part of the community. That was how our initial connections to the community. Since that time, as you all know very well, things have increased dramatically, so that now I think it's I think there's 20 police stations that have three to 4,000. You know, I don't know the exact number, but it's in the thousands, yeah, living in front of the police stations.
And Craig, go ahead, Father.
No, we have one of the main police stations for the South Loop, for the Loop, actually. District 1 is right on State Street.
Okay.
And so we're responsible as a parish. Archbishop has, or the Archdiocese has asked us, the parishes, to take care of the people with the assistance of Catholic Charities, to take on the help of the people on the streets there in front of these police stations. And so that's the particular station that we're working with at this time, Station District 1 on
District
State Street.
District 1 in the police station. And I know, Craig, you've been very helpful in an initiative in recent weeks of helping the asylum seekers who are temporarily living in that District 1 police station until they find more long-term housing. You've been helping in the program to distribute Ventra passes, am I right? So that they the asylum seekers can start to find their way around Chicago through our public transportation system.
Yeah, it's been really interesting. The fact that people are sort of marooned in these locations,
right,
and yet are making appointments for medical care or things associated with their asylum status and things like that, and they had really no way to get to them. And giving the Ventra passes has actually opened the door for many, many people to explore our city. I mean, we are a city of immigrants, and it's nice to get around and see what the city has to offer, but more importantly, to make appointments to access the public health facilities that we have. And transportation, as you know, in any large city is key. So yeah, it's been really interesting and very, very gratifying to work with that process.
Thank you for listening to this Voice of Charity podcast. Each show airs live Tuesday mornings at 8:30 on WNDZ 750 AM in Chicago, with a simultaneous live stream on YouTube and Facebook at Catholic Chicago. We invite you to learn more about ways to get involved at Catholic Charities by visiting our website, catholiccharities.net, or by sending an email to partners@catholiccharities.net. Join us as we continue to improve lives and nourish spirits across Cook and Lake Counties.